Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back for some ASMR.
Hello.
Where'd your voice go?
I whispered because you were whispering.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's Stetson.
There he is. My cat has joined the party.
He is not going to sit behind the computer and be like, vibrated by our voices. He's like, no, I'm out. Peace. Yeah.
You know what's funny is Stetson likes to lay behind the computer, and when Garf was a kitten, he also liked to lay behind the computer, probably because it's warm.
That makes sense. If I could fit back there, you know what? I probably would too. Yeah. But anyways.
And now he's been quiet. Brooke and I have been chatting probably for about an hour before recording. And he's been dead ass asleep, and we hit record, and he is now up and ready to go.
Of course. That's as for all cats.
Yeah.
But anyways, for this episode, as we talked about last week, we are splitting up our episode lengths a little bit, and every other week, you're going to get witchy content, and then also every other week, you're going to get our personal girl chat shit. So, I'm not sure which one is being posted first, probably the witchy one, but we're talking today about just kind of shit that we are nervous about, have struggled with long-term, just general, like, things you worry about when you get older and you have like nothing else to worry about.
Yeah, and these are things that have all come up kind of recently too. And so why not chat about them?
Yeah. We both are very quiet today. All of a sudden. You feel that? Like both of our voices are like very slow and mellow. This is not like us. At all. It's not like me.
I just ran 2 miles for the first time without stopping. And I'm like in total chill mode. I took a nice hot shower, pampered myself a little bit, did all my skincare. Yeah. I just kind of decided one day that I wanted to be a runner too.
Well, I guess the reason I'm all blissed out is because I just got home from Target.
You still have that fresh Target glow.
I've still got that fresh Target glow. Aided by the Zoom filter. Blink, yeah. Blink. But, okay. So, anyways, we're going to try and keep this episode around 30 minutes. So, let's just go ahead and jump into it. Do you want me to start with my fear? Or do you want to start with your fear?
You start with yours.
Okay. So I don't know if I've spoken about this on the podcast before. Obviously you guys like have figured out by now that like every time I've seen Liz in the past like 3 years, she has come out here, and it's not just that like she has reasons to come out here. Like besides me, like she has to come out here for work and stuff. It's not like if you were coming out here, like, just to see me, like we'd be like going back and forth. I would have gotten over my fear a lot sooner if it was like, oh, the next time you see Liz, like you're gonna have to fly out there. But because I know, oh, Liz will be back next month, it's, you know, anyways, I have a big fear of airports, and it's not so much like that I'm not really scared of airports. I'm easily overstimulated, and like airports are extremely visually audibly and visually very overstimulating, and I'm gonna have to fly for my like by myself for the first time ever in my life next month. I've never flown alone before and I'm nervous. And I, to combat that nervousness, I decided to buy all new travel gear. And that is supposed to make me feel better. And that is probably something I need to talk about with my therapist. But that's how I'm combating it is, oh my God, I've got like the cutest carry-on. I've got the freaking most adorable backpack. Like, I'm not checking a bag because I'm going to pack so efficiently. It's going to be great. Like, I'm going to take on the world, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be great. And that is how I'm combating that. Liz, on the other hand, is a fucking airport connoisseur because she grew up in them pretty much. This girl like goes up in there and she's like, yep, I know to go to this gate. And I already checked in last night. So I don't even have to go to this. So then I can just go straight through security and she could go through TSA in her sleep probably. And I've been watching YouTube videos on how to more efficiently go through TSA because I'm fucking paranoid.
Oh my God. You know, yeah, I didn't realize this was your first time flying alone. Because I know you haven't been on that many flights, but all of the flights you've been on, you've been with somebody.
Who knows the airport and like how to, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, something else that I'm going to help Brooke do, and not everybody has to do this, but if you need to do this, fucking do it. If airports freak you the fuck out, why not? We are going to download a map of the airport. And once we get close enough to Brooke's... Oh, hello. Did you hear my cat?
Meow, that's meow.
Garf said hello. Hello. Would you like to come over and join us? Come. I'll see if he does. And once we know what gate she's at, what terminal she's at, all that good stuff, we are going to map it out and we are going to draw colors, color-coded lines of where you are going to get off of your plane and where you need to walk to get onto, or to, you know, you, wait, do you have any connectings or is it direct?
No, it's going to be direct because it's just an hour and a half to New York.
Oh, that's right. All right.
You're going to draw me a color-coded map.
Draw you a color-coded map. And then, because what do you do when you're super stressed out or you're feeling anxious about something? You make yourself as prepared as you possibly can be. So, and you know, no shade to buying new stuff, because how is that any different than me buying athletic wear, like a cute gym set?
Yeah.
It makes me feel more confident going to the gym. It makes me want to go to the gym more often. Mm-hmm. Like having a cute outfit, like really does help. So
yeah, I didn't even think of it like that.
It's the same shit. Exact same shit. So make yourself as prepared and as comfortable as you possibly can be. You know, we're going to do a checklist the night before to make sure you have everything. Like you have to have headphones. If I were to show up to the airport, and actually I have done this, and I forgot my headphones, I will buy another pair of headphones at the airport.
The most expensive pair of headphones I've ever bought were at the airport. They really get you. They know the weakness of the travelers.
They are also my most expensive pair is the one pair I have from the airport. So, you know, having all of your chargers and thinking about where you're going. Are you going to be able to do laundry there? If you're traveling for work and you're just staying at a hotel, like probably not. So you got to make sure you have something for every day that you're there, all that good stuff. And then it will be a, not maybe not a breeze, but you know, all the things that stress you out and make you anxious will be right there in your toolkit. And all you have to do is enjoy your time.
I hope so.
Get yourself a mental health coffee, a little support coffee.
A little mental health support coffee.
And maybe like a pastry or something.
A pastry?
Or something. And it's going to be a business expense.
Yeah, they have to pay for my pastry.
That's right. So get you something yummy and you make your way to your gate and you sit down and you get comfortable. And I know a lot of people probably get frustrated when they get to the airport and they breeze through TSA and they got there 2 hours early. So you have an hour and a half to wait until your flight. I love that. I would much rather, okay, cool, I'm going to sit here for an hour and a half and enjoy myself and watch TikToks or read a book or listen to music. That's me time. And like, just like I have on the train when I'm commuting, that shit is me time. And I have this little crossword Wordle puzzle game that I do every day. So maybe I'll do my Wordle. And then you just get to sit there and watch the airplanes take off. It'll be great. It'll be good.
I hope so. Also, I was looking at a map of the Richmond Airport, and it's actually like you said, it is very tiny. It's like, if you're going to these two airlines, you go to the right, you're going to these two airlines, you go to the left. If you check in the night before, you don't got to do that. You can go straight to security.
Yeah. No, the Richmond Airport is so nice. I love it a lot.
I'm excited. My goal is to be so well informed of airports that Jackson and I can go fly somewhere for fun, and I can just parade us through because I know my shit. But first I gotta learn from you because you're smart about airports and I'm scared.
So yeah, but no, this is almost kind of like, you know, when you were learning to drive on the highway.
Yeah, it's exactly really,
it was super scary, and you know it's something that you're gonna have to learn how to do at some point, and now you do it and you're totally fine.
And then watch me. Remember when I first started driving on the interstate and I wanted to drive all the time on the interstate? If you couldn't get somewhere on the interstate, I wasn't fucking coming because I wanted to drive on the interstate. Watch me. I'm going to be like, oh, $70 ticket to Denver. See you this weekend.
Oh, man. If you find $70 airline tickets.
Them's COVID prices, baby.
Let me fucking know.
That is a COVID price.
Flying to the East Coast from Denver is not cheap. Not cheap.
God, I'm literally like, I'm gonna look up fucking Expedia tickets. And that's another thing is like, you're gonna have to help me make sure that I'm booking it correctly, because God forbid that I accidentally like book a flight that it's like, you have to pay for your carry-on, because I looked and like some are like that, like not everyone lets you have like a little carry-on or like a personal item. And I'm like, what if that happened to me? I'd be like, I'm not checking my bag, I'm gonna go home, because I don't trust that my shit will always get to me. I have always had another fear of getting somewhere like across the world and my bag is just lost.
Oh,
just gone.
It happens. I think most people who travel often, it's probably happened to them at least once. It's happened to me. I was really young though.
How long did it take to come back?
Like a week.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Crazy.
I don't like that.
Crazy shit. I've been doing a lot of traveling recently, whether it's for work or I've already taken like two vacations. Well, I guess I took one in December. So I took one for Christmas and then I took another vacation at the end of February. And then I go to Richmond almost once a month. And yeah, I feel like I show up to the airport and I'm like, I know where everything is. I know all the restaurants. I know all the coffee shops.
You do. That's why I would trust you with my freaking life.
I know how to pack light. And it is exactly the right amount of traveling for someone who would want to travel for work, probably. Like if I were going twice a month, that would definitely get tiring. But you know, going somewhere and traveling once a month is kind of fun. I've never done that before in my entire life. I've never been traveling almost every month.
You like get to see me
across the country. Yeah, it's crazy. And I like it. I feel a little bit like a little jet setter.
You are a little jet setter.
And it's really fun.
Oh God. I have faith that I will get through this. I will get through this with the help of my beautiful best friend and all of her knowledge. And then I'll probably get on the podcast and be like, who wants me to fly out to them next? I'm coming for you, baby.
I'm coming for you.
And you're like, baby steps, bitch. You can't be flying to fucking Uzbekistan. Calm down. We need to teach you a little bit first.
Well, if we want to test your airport abilities, we'll send you to Chicago O'Hare. And anybody who flies often knows. They know. That's the worst fucking airport.
Dude, I've heard that about so many. I've heard that about the one I'm flying into, and I'm like, great.
That's fun. It's a big city, but you'll have fun.
Regardless, enough about me, darling. Take the stage.
Okay, so when you introduced this episode and said it was about fears, did I have a fear?
I think yours is more just like a
frustration.
Struggle. Yeah, frustration.
The two Fs, fear and frustration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you were like, and you can share yours. And I was like, wait, did I tell her did I forget? Did I forget my own fear?
What am I scared of?
What was it? Okay. So fear and frustration. And mine is a frustration, as we have established. And I have been having a lot of frustrations recently with fitness and my body and my health journey. And I have put my body through a lot recently with getting off of hormonal birth control. That's a whole new thing. I had those hormones in my body for over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And stopping them has taught me a lot about my body that I didn't know before. And it's been a whirlwind. It's been very emotional, but something that I wanted to start was like, I just want to live a healthy lifestyle. I want to live many long, healthy, happy years. I want to be old and agile. I want to be a jumpy old lady. I want to be able to bend down and pick shit up. I want to be able to get off the couch without my back breaking. And like, I just see so many older people in Colorado who are so fit. Like, you know, I've gone on hikes when I was hiking a 14er. There were moments where I thought, I was like, I'm dying. This is it for me. I'm never going to recover from this. This is so hard. And then a fucking 80-year-old would cruise past me running. Have you seen those TikToks that are like, oh, you're just enjoying soft girl summer, and then hot girl summer drives by? And
dude,
it's like,
I made one like that last night about Mia Zoomies.
And it's just like, you know, it's like music and
like, what is it about my mama or something?
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt struggling up this hike that I'm particularly remembering and seeing these old people run past me. And I'm like, you motherfuckers. But you know what? I don't hate them. I want to be them. I want to be healthy. And so I've been going to the gym and working out consistently since January 1st, my friends. This was not necessarily like a New Year resolution by any means. I just so happened to decide I was going to do it when I got back from vacation. And there have been many ups and downs. Not surprisingly, it's not going to go smoothly, I guess. But I don't know. I would cry over some of these things where 3 months in, and I'm weight training 4 times a week. I'm walking 5 miles a day, 4 to 5 miles a day. And now I just started running in the morning before work, like running 5Ks in the morning before work.
You're nuts.
Not consistently. I am running and walking, and I am slow running. I'm just trying to build it up. But I was not seeing progress like I really wanted to. And that is super fucking angering, because I am busting my ass. I am busting my ass like I have never busted ass before.
Ass buster.
Fucking no ass is being busted more than my busty ass.
Your busty ass. Bust your ass like you never busted ass before.
Yeah. And I was like, what is the fucking problem? I have cried to Brooke about this. I've cried to my boyfriend about this. I have cried walking down the street. Nobody cares downtown Denver. There's people crying. There's people screaming. It's whatever the fuck. But, you know, it's really frustrating, because I know it takes time to see results. But after 3 months, and this is something I see on social media, which I should, you know, obviously take with a grain of salt. But when you see it, it's hard not to compare your journey to somebody else's. And I see the posts that are like, in 3 months, in 4 weeks, you're going to feel better. And in 6 weeks, you're going to notice it. And in 12 weeks, other people are going to notice it, something like that. And so obviously when 3 months goes by, that's 12 weeks, and I'm not even really noticing a difference. When TikTok told me other people should see it. So what the fuck? And then I was like, okay, well, let me take a look at my diet, because I've been really focusing on things in the gym, but then not really paying that much attention to what I'm consuming. And so I have been watching, like, tracking my fitness and my diet, both things together, instead of just fitness. And I feel like I am starting to see results now, which is relieving, because I'm now 5 months into my fitness journey, and I want to see something. Okay. I want to see something. Yeah. But also the goal is just to feel good, and for moving to feel like I want to feel amazing when I'm moving. And Hot Girl Walks started this whole shit, man. I love my Hot Girl Walk. That is me time. And my Hot Girl Walks are literally saving me money. Like, I don't have a car because I love Hot Girl Walks so much. And I live in walkable distances of things.
She be walking. One thing about this bitch is she's gonna do not lick the lotion off of my hands. I'm telling you. You think a child would do this to me?
Your dog's nose come into frame.
Because she likes to lick lotion off my body. And don't even get me started when I do skincare at night. Girl be trying to lick niacinamide off my damn face. Anyways. I've never
licked a retinol. I've gotten that shit in my mouth before.
Oh, uh-uh. Mm-hmm.
It's gotten in my eyes before, too. That's even worse.
Girl, be careful.
It burns. Anyway. Yeah, I have had many months of frustration of just feeling like I was not in the driver's seat of my own body. Like, I just, after getting off of hormonal birth control, and just so everybody knows, not that it matters to anybody, but I did get back on a birth control. It's just a non-hormonal one. I'm not out here raw dog in life, okay?
Oh, she ain't raw dog in life.
I had to say that. I didn't have to, but I did. And what was I saying?
Girl, I don't fucking know, honestly.
The thoughts just...
Anyway. This is the reason that we had to cut episodes in half, because we can't remember shit. Both of us are like fucking Dory, and we can go on and on and on for hours. And we're just lucky enough that our fucking target audience likes to hear us jabber.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to pick up where I think I left off. It's been difficult. Oh, right. I'm not in the driver's seat of my own damn meat suit. It just feels like the emotions I have experienced, the way my body feels during the month through all of the different phases, it feels different, and I can feel a difference in those things, and I've never felt that before. like, I feel like I'm like learning a new person. Like, this body is different, and I'm just learning to love it, and work with her, and it's getting much better day by day, definitely. But for a while there, I was like, am I the only person on the planet who's going to bust their butt in the gym and not see anything? Like, why do our brains think that way? Why is it always like, how does this work for every single person? Okay, not every single person. It definitely doesn't. But like, you think you're the exception to something. Like, oh, this works for everybody else, but it's not going to work for me.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm also learning when there's times for tough love, when you need to talk to yourself like, bitch, I know you don't want to get up and do it, but like, if you want this, you got to get up and do it. And yeah. Then there's also like learning the times to, I don't know, the opposite of tough love, soft love,
mm-hmm.
where I can't soft love myself all the time, because then that kind of prevents me from like achieving my goals. Cause it's like, okay, well, you know, you don't feel like doing it today. Just rest and take care of yourself and do your skincare, like, or whatever. But if I was always giving myself soft love, like, sometimes you need a little kick in the pants.
Yeah. Know? Sometimes you gotta be like, listen here, bitch.
Yeah.
We're going to get up and we're going to make today a good
fucking day,
a good day. We're going to get up and we're going to run 2 miles, and then we're going to come home and we're going to pack in our bags, and we're not gonna check a bag, and we're gonna go to the airport, and we're gonna get on that fucking airport. And you know why we're not gonna be late? Because we're prepared, and because we know how to run. We're gonna run to our gate just to show that we can run to our gate, and then we're gonna sit our asses down and have some fucking me time at the gate.
Fucking right. That's right.
I did not have to go in like that. I apologize. Why did I say, and we're going to pack our bags and we're going to get home, because we're not going to check a bag? That reminds me, after we finish recording today, I need to show you all my luggage.
Oh, yes. I am so excited. I love luggage so much. I don't allow myself to buy anymore, because where the fuck would I put it? And why do I need multiples? But I love looking at everybody else's new luggage sets. I mean, they're so fucking cute, and there's so many options.
Garment bags. Technically, I got a versatile garment bag. Instagram made me buy it. I can't lie. But anywho, people, pray for me. Potentially the next time you guys hear from us on our personal lives, actually might be a little bit closer to when I've already had to face my fear. And yeah,
it's true. Ostara
egg
for this epi. Well, should we do a plane for your fear and a gym person for my frustration?
Yeah, so you can go under the newest post on our Instagram for this episode and comment either a running person or the plane emoji. And comment and tell us something that you have had to kind of like give yourself tough love about and be like, bitch, you can do this. Stop being a baby. This is something that if you do this, it makes your life so much better. Because we can't be the only ones. We're not the only ones.
We're not the exception.
We're not the exception. We know some of you fuckers out there are scared of shit, okay?
Okay, well, we will catch you guys on the next one.